from 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
How do you think ABS is being taken in?
The batter's challenge in the pitch.
It's entertaining.
And the Yankees get it right again.
The Rich Eisen Show from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, 14-year NFL veteran Lavonte David, Basketball Hall of Famer Chris Webber, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, actor Wilson Bethel. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. I had a great chat with Wilson Bethel just during our commercial break. He and I have something in common. We're both on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm a daredevil.
True.
Although he plays Bullseye.
Yeah, he's trying to take out.
We're both tennis guys.
Oh.
I did mention to him that there's something about my tennis playing ability I'm going to bring up to him, as I do to any celebrity guest that we have who likes tennis.
We're really going to do that?
He's very unaware of what it is.
Excellent.
So let's not keep going because the show's on in the green room.
Yeah, of course.
He has no idea what's about to hit him.
I'm sure he does not, to be honest.
Great.
I love
Well, neither does Alcaraz. You know, I'll just say that. Yeah. Right?
Speaking of hitting something.
Right, yeah. Okay. Mm. Great second hour. Tom Pelissero and what we just saw from on the story of the day, which is Kirk Cousins signing with the Raiders. What does it mean and all of that? Well, I gave my opinion at the top. Your phone calls are all about it. We'll take some more in a second at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And then we had Chris Webber on the show just as Turner Sports was announcing that while Ian Eagle and the rest of the crew on TBS calling Michigan, Arizona, at the same time on True TV and on HBO Max, check out the Fab Five having an altcast during Michigan, Arizona.
Come on now.
After UConn and Illinois is over, then Chris and Jalen Rose, who's on tomorrow's show, Juwan Howard, Jimmy King, and Ray Jackson will all get together.
Man, that is so cool.
And have an altcast during that game. So.
That's going to cause, I think, other colleges to
all of that.
To put up their bat signal and maybe do the same thing with getting some of their legends together.
Chris says they've been cultivating that caper. That's like the broadcasting Lufthansa heist right there for some time. And Adam Lefko is hosting it.
Nice.
So there's that.
Syracuse.
Go ahead. Say what you said in my ear. Go ahead. You can
look like you got mad at me for saying
I didn't get mad at you. Why do you view me? I'm just – why – have I ever gotten mad at you?
Just one time.
When did I ever get mad at you?
It was something I posted on Twitter, I'm sure. I can't remember.
Okay. That's when I was on it to actually pay attention. Before you also got banned from it because you, for some reason, kept trying to record things off of your television and post it.
Why are you bringing up old stuff? Listen.
Back when Twitter actually had operating rules that they enforced.
Yeah. Like – the stuff that people would say and post on Twitter.
Not at any rate.
That goes, and I got
all right,
in.
Go ahead.
No, when he said that all those guys were getting together, I just said to you, man, you should be hosting this.
Okay.
Thing.
Let me tell you one thing that I'm not going to be doing is being around too many other people during that game.
Yeah, but not other people.
I understand. It's the Fab Five.
It's the Fabulous Five.
Do you think it's possible?
I got to be locked in.
That's true. Well, and they don't.
To that point,
yes.
Do you think it's possible that you care more about the Michigan basketball team than the Fab Five?
I would say no, but for football.
Okay, hold on a minute. I'm trying to find out what he's
you just
saying.
Said that you don't want to be around other people.
Right.
You're going to watch that game
yes.
alone.
Yes.
They are going to be at the game
right.
together.
Correct.
Talking about it and watching.
Okay.
Totally fine.
All right. Let me just say this. All right. I find it interesting how your brain works and the chemistry would say that I care more about the game than the Fab Five.
Yes.
I also know the way I'm wired, all right? And it's called self-care, what I'm doing. Self-care, something I try to preach to our children. That's what Susie and I try to preach to our children, self-care. Understand that what you need for yourself in the moment to be a better person, you know, and be mindful of others, that's the self-care.
But you're a fanatic, and by definition, like,
yes,
fans kind of, you know,
right,
go out of body and aren't good people in those correct moments while they're watching games.
Right, but they've also done it. They were in the game. They've played it.
They
it's lost a different perspective.
They lost.
No, they didn't lose the Final Four game, sir. As a matter of fact, Michigan's made the Final Four 8 times or 7-1 in the Final Four games. It's what they've done. The yada, yada, yada part hasn't gone very well.
But I'm you just know, saying, like, it seems to
I'm
me,
glad you found
and,
that
I,
funny.
And I hear you I'm talk about
working,
it.
He's working you up.
And, you know, like, it feels just like you care more about the outcome than the guys who used to be in it.
If you think them spending the game on the air doing it, right, means that they care less than the guy who does the on-air stuff for
nothing,
a living would prefer to be
to
alone and just watch it on television.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you take that to mean that they care less about it than I do.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's
saying,
a your problem. That's a UP. That's a YP,
more.
Not an MP.
No, you care more okay than the outcome.
Let me also say this.
It's kind of weird.
Listen, you know how I feel about Pat, right? You know how I feel about Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm well on the record how I feel about him.
Yeah, we're huge fans.
Okay. He reached out knowing that I was at the Rose Bowl with, you know, he was doing an alt cast in the end zone. Remember that?
Oh, right.
Michigan, Alabama.
Yeah, I remember.
He reached out.
I know.
Would like me to show up there. I said no.
That's crazy.
Why is it crazy? I'm there with my kids.
But you have
I'm here with my nephew. I'm there
with
my wife.
With
and I'm there. This is the biggest football game of my Michigan fandom. I wasn't prepared to be on in front of other people with recording equipment.
But you don't think fans of you and fans of the show and fans of Michigan football would right have wanted to see you on the altcast like that?
I don't.
He doesn't want to let that creature out, Chris.
That way, like, oh, you know, I'm giving people what they want by showing up and being a nervous wreck.
That's what we do.
And I wanted to focus on the game, not like with my back.
Focus on the game like you have anything to do with the outcome.
I don't. You know, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy, like, you know, although that guy has yet to invite Dusty May on this program.
Which is absolutely insane.
All right, I might not be rational right now, but I don't know.
That's
just
why
the way
I'm saying
it's self-care. It's self-care.
And that's why I'm asking
self-care.
You, do you think you care
I'm not
more
go, I'm not gonna
than
go to
Chris
some
Webber and
big,
company?
Huge Michigan watch party.
You won't answer the question.
Well, I think also we as
you
fans
interpret
care
how you
more
fit
than the players do anyway. Sometimes it seems. Think about how radical, how insane some fans are. Like, I can remember watching Tony Romo on post-game pressers, and he's just very, you know. And I'm sitting there.
Because he didn't want to give anybody anything.
Yeah, I'm still sitting there steaming, and I'm like, why does it seem like this hurts me more than him? So I feel like that's how most fans are. They really do probably take things way more seriously.
Right, but the players take things really seriously, too. But now we're all fans. It's just that those fans, all five of them, have been in this game before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Together. So it what would be the analogy that if there's a broadcast that the whole world watches, a broadcasting competition, I could be there and talking about it while my other, you know, other people who are following in footsteps doing it, you know? There's no analogy. There's no analogy. I just want to be left alone. I want to say, including by you right now.
I love that you're saying this, but then right? you don't understand when I tell you guys.
Leave me alone.
I'm telling you.
Just leave me alone.
You want to be left alone, but you don't understand when I tell you guys, no, I didn't leave the house. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to do something because, but like when it comes to me, you seem like you don't get it.
Where did Lefko go to school?
The Q's.
The Q's.
Oh, did he?
When the Q's is in the house.
So let him do it. Let him do it. Let him do it.
Just leave Rich alone.
Just leave me alone. That's all I'm saying.
Jeez. You know, I got him riled up for 8 minutes.
Top five. I got a top five.
Hey,
Abba Zabba.
This was your idea, Chris. I give you the credit on
Thank
this,
you.
Sir.
Appreciate that.
Top five sporting events of the month of April.
Ooh.
Presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, everybody. There's so many you can actually fill out a top five list.
It's a crazy month.
It sure is. And I'm actually, there's so many, I'm even combining number five. It's the beginning of the NBA and NHL playoffs.
Ooh.
They begin. And this is the time where we're going to learn who's playing whom to start and who should be avoiding who and who couldn't avoid who and the matchups this, the matchups that, and why in the world are we playing a game once every 4 days or what's happening? Although the hockey playoffs, they
every other day, boom,
right,
boom,
exactly.
Boom.
Yeah. And then we'll find out at the end of the day. It's called NBA Finals, plural, but it's Stanley Cup Finals, singular.
Final.
We'll find that out. And then one thing that we try to determine now with the NBA playoffs being conducted the way it is, where do the points in the play-in tournament, if you will, where do those go? Where do they go? They go in that sort of Superman 2 phantom zone of
nowhere,
sports, right?
Nowhere, man.
Right? With General Zod floating in, in outer space. Where do the points go? But it's the beginning of the playoffs, the beginning of winner-go-home time in the NBA and the NHL. Long season's finally culminating. That happens in April. That's number five. Number four on this list. I want the camera on this man as I say it.
I know. Let's go ahead and say
it. It is WrestleMania.
Let's go!
Look at you, Rich Eisen.
See? I don't have my head in the sand. As a matter of fact, no contest wrestling is making me a more well-rounded host and Rich Eisen Productions, owner.
Yeet.
Yeet. Right phrase. Give you the floor.
Four letters, one word.
What's so great Yeet. About WrestleMania, TJ?
Basically, and this is what, I wanted to save this for the air, but I'll say it now. Basically, if you
this
got
is
a,
the air. I what mean, air? Whose air is more special? What the hell's happening here?
Basically, ESPN, this is going to be the first time they're showing WrestleMania. So it's going to open up a lot of people's
yes.
eyes. It's going to be the first time a lot of people really get to see it. And to make a long story short, take all your major championships, whether it be the NBA Finals, NHL Final, your World Cup, your Super Bowl, that is essentially wrestling's Super Bowl. WrestleMania is the biggest show. It's the grandfather of them all.
Mm.
And it's the biggest show that the WWE puts
awesome.
On each and every year. 42 years now it's been going on.
And this year, this WrestleMania, though, is special because what's happening on the days before?
Well, on the Friday before WrestleMania, O'Shea Jackson Jr. and myself will be, I guess, leading ESPN2's coverage.
There's no guessing.
Of WrestleMania.
Yes.
So we will be doing a pre-show for WrestleMania.
That's right.
And it's kind of, I mean, you gave me the floor here, so you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I've
damn it
watched, you can't calculate the amount of hours I've watched ESPN or the amount of hours I've watched wrestling. So to be able to do this for ESPN and their inaugural, jump into WrestleMania, this is incredible for us, man. And this
let's go, baby.
Yes.
It really does.
All
right.
Yes.
But
I got something for you, TJ.
So,
yes, you put
what
the you
no
put
contest.
Yeah. I would say you put the P in PLE, but people might not know that stands for premium.
Yeah, but
so anyway, very good, ladies and gentlemen.
WrestleMania is the Super Bowl.
That's number four on my list. I take the floor back.
Take it back.
I reclaim my time.
Number three.
I reclaim my time.
No contest.
Number three of the final fours, plural. Final floors. Final fours, plural. Men's and women's. Ladies first, Friday night, Arizona, here we go. Saturday, men's, let's go.
Let's go.
Championship game Sunday, Arizona for the ladies, let's go. Monday night, starting an absurd time on Monday night. For the men's, let's go. Nets being cut down, championships being crowned, here we go. Number two, I'm putting the NFL draft here.
Rich Eisen.
I'm putting the NFL draft here.
Too?
And it's amazing how it's become a traveling roadshow now.
It's the greatest.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I just love taking it from town to town to town to town. And each town's going to be different. Each town, the league has done such a great job of transforming a city or utilizing a city and their landscape or their cityscape and turning it into their own draft hall. It's awesome. And I can't get enough of it. It is an honor of my life to be hosting it, but even I know there is a tradition unlike any other.
We must talk
about it. And it's the Masters.
Hush tone.
The Masters is the top sporting event of April. It really is.
In that corner.
And you know, because there are many other tournaments, and there are other majors. In every other major, the location rotates. This one doesn't. And as a matter of fact, the location is the star of the show. The location is what frames the event and the history and the tradition. And it is truly unbelievable. And anytime, that's the beauty of this course as well, is that no lead is safe. No lead is safe, and no deficit is too large. And that's what we love about sporting events. No lead is safe. No deficit is too large. It means as much to the players as it does to us at home. All we want to do when we watch this tournament is go out and hit a golf ball, thinking we can get the jacket ourselves when we absolutely cannot. Because for us, most of us, and I include myself, there's a pond. A pool is for the folks who can win the green jacket.
Pond will be good for you.
That's my top five sporting events.
One more.
Oh, what?
Yeah. All right, we'll get one more.
I got one more. Normally, we'd be put baseball in here.
Well,
but opening day doesn't exist in April anymore. It's now in March. Yeah. So for baseball, I did include one. It's my new favorite pastime here on the Rich Eisen Show, which is updating our version of the standings between our teams.
Yeah, we lost again.
And as of last night's victory for the New York Yankees to take the series in Seattle, because Cam Schlittler is dominant, and the Mets losing and the Red Sox losing, I now have a two-game lead. Yankees are off today, so I'll maintain at least the two-game lead in the loss column. And the Red Sox are already four out.
I hate baseball.
Already four out.
Yeah, when's football? When's training camp?
Hey, we're not up there, but you're ahead of us, too, now.
You know what? We're not including you.
Yeah, but you're ahead of us, too.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to include you.
Well, because that means we'd have to put Del Tufo's face
exactly,
on the
man. And Del Tufo is now the avatar, thank God, of being a bandwagon fan.
Lids, well
thank
done.
You to I thought it was, is it Lids?
Lids, yeah.
Thank you to our Lids friends at Lids. I don't know if you got it from here or not. But the stupid ass Yankee Dodger hat was that Del Tufo wears. Who gave it to him? Is it RJ?
It was RJ.
Okay. The stupid ass Yankee Dodger avatar, you know, logoed hat that Jason, you're holding up right now, you know, that he wears thinking it's funny or whatever.
Not funny.
Our friends at Lids used it as an ironic April Fool's joke, calling it the bandwagon hat.
So bad.
You know?
Has Mike reacted to that yet?
It doesn't matter if he reacts to it.
Oh, no.
Because we're going to keep reminding him. But at any rate, it's my new favorite pastime, showing our version of the Major League Baseball standings right now. And those are my top five sporting events of April, plus one that means a lot to me. Brought to you by Hyundai's 2026 hybrid vehicle lineup. Advanced safety and technology meets hybrid efficiency. It's the best of both worlds. Usually there are many worlds in which things can be best. Unfortunately, Yankees and Dodger logos on the same hats, that ain't one of them.
No.
Or fortunately, I should say. Oh, man. Are you surprised they didn't put the draft one?
Nah, I mean, my initial reaction was no, but then, yeah, the mess. No,
I might have done that Tuesday. My last day as an NFL Network employee.
That would have been,
now. I am just a totally different person now.
You are free of the shackles.
Oh, please.
Free.
Oh. Okay.
You can go hit the blackjack table, baby. Let's go.
Woo. When?
I'm just in general. I mean, just, you know, whatever you want.
Okay. Wilson Bethel, let's bring him on out. Disney Plus's Daredevil Born Again Season 2 airs Tuesdays on Disney Plus. Wilson joins us on this Thursday show next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Parts.
Rich Eisen here. A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. No one likes having to choose. That's why, with America's best lineup of hybrids from Hyundai, you get the best of both worlds, like the reliable and efficient Tucson hybrid with America's best warranty, or the stylish yet capable Santa Fe hybrid with the power to navigate the toughest terrain. It's like having your cake and eating it too, but, you know, better. Hybrids from Hyundai. It's the best of both worlds. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Vince is back now on Disney Plus. Not just this show, but also Daredevil: Born Again season 2 airs Tuesdays. Disney Plus, an 8-episode season already off and running. The season finale is going to air on Tuesday, May 5th, with The Punisher, Jon Bernthal, One Last Kill, premiering the following Tuesday. So we're just connecting dots.
We're cooking, baby.
We're bridging shows. pretty damn amazing. And we just saw the trailer on the TV side of things. You are now the third guest that we've ever had from this cast. Matthew Lillard's been on the show a couple times. And Vincent D'Onofrio, man.
Dude.
He came on here and I try to hold off on asking about Full Metal Jacket right away.
Yeah, you know,
or anything else that he's been in being awesome. What's it like being in a cast with him?
Dude, he's the best, man. I mean, like, Vincent is formidable, right? So, like, you don't want to end up on the wrong side of Vincent.
Right.
But shy of, like, you know, screwing something up and really doing something to get on his bad side, he's just the loveliest guy. He's like such a ready fountain of like advice and wisdom and care. It's an amazing and also just like legitimately an ego free guy, which I think is, again, like speaking to the general vibe of the show and just what a gift it is. Like it could so easily be a show where you step on a set and like every third person is, you know, checking, I don't know, talking to their publicist every 6 seconds, mm-hmm. and you know, whatever. No disrespect to publicists.
We love them. right.
But it's just, it's like so little ego, and Vincent's an incredible example of that. Charlie, the guy who plays Daredevil, incredible example of that. And it's just the best.
Yeah. I mean, when he was here and I asked him about, you know, Kubrick and Full Metal Jacket, and he said, I've got two stories, and which is a gift to somebody sitting
sure.
in a chair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he started talking about like his acting process.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I asked him a follow-up question on that. And I'll never forget, he looked at me and goes, really? Like, you want to ask me about that when I'm telling you these stories about Kubrick?
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of wanted to back off right away, apologizing to my interview subject right here for going in a direction that he didn't think I wanted him to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I look back on that and I'm like, oh, damn it, I should have just let him talk.
And he's very disarming in a way.
Right.
There's like a there's like a tenderness about him that belies the, you know, 6'4", 270-pound bad MF-er that he is, you know? Yeah, so, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
See, I'm trying to not swear. I'm like desperately trying.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then like these you know, abbreviated versions come out, and then I'm just like, I sound stupid. So
all right.
You know, like in another version of this, I should overdub myself.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll
save
that.
Potty mouth Bethel. Yeah. You're a Rich Eisen.
Dude.
Really?
I'm also being distracted by how bright white these socks are that I'm wearing. I think I'm a little nervous. These socks are too white. I'm used to dirty white socks.
Yeah, I mean, should I say that from the waist up?
Yeah,
you look like one of those guys who should wear this medium shirt that you're wearing right now.
From the waist down, I look like I'm wearing pantyhose.
You look like Ben Franklin. You know what I mean? You look like an American patriot.
Can I tell you that
with the shoes? I mean, I took this all a great choice right
in
now.
In sixth grade, I played Ben Franklin in my school production of
1776. So did my brother.
No way.
My brother played Ben
Franklin. This is an important question we need to get to.
Okay, sure.
Did your brother go full bald cap or did he, like, because I went full bald cap.
Well, he was in grade school, so yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. But like, I didn't know if he committed that way.
Now today, he wouldn't need it.
Yeah, okay, nice, man. Hey,
there's. Go as he is.
He'd be able to hit the stage just the way he is and crush it, dude.
17.
Vote! Yes!
I try to tell my kids all the time, because Hamilton is a must in my house.
Yeah, right, sure.
Now, okay. That before Hamilton, there was 1776.
Yeah, hot take.
Where there was
hot take.
A great
Hamilton
Broadway musical.
Maybe not quite on the that's same. No, I'm kidding. I love Hamilton.
Right,
too.
But yeah. 1776, we're singing about the making of the Declaration of Independence.
Incredible.
John Adams being an a-hole.
Can I tell you? I was in sixth grade.
Go here on this, but go.
It's important. This is an important conversation. I grew up in with my mom, who was like an avid yard sailor.
Yeah.
And so every Sunday we'd be going to yard sales, and yes. I grew up in New Hampshire. So there's a lot of weird stuff at these yard sales and old stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I got the role of Benjamin Franklin in 1776, and I'm taking it very seriously.
Okay.
And one Sunday we're at a yard sale and my mom finds a wheelchair from like 1777. Like, I mean, literally the oldest wheelchair you've ever seen in your life, with like a wicker back. And she said, I'll buy this wheelchair for you for the play if you spend like the next 3 years, you know, doing yard work or whatever. So that was like, I made a deal with the devil to get this wheelchair. And then I did the production in like a museum quality, like 200-year-old wheelchair that everybody in my school knew was like a collectible wheelchair. It was
oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Did it help you transform into Benjamin?
I mean, here I am, the star of screen and stage.
Look at you. So you're look bullseye at, now, man. Yeah,
exactly.
There were that bullseye, but you know, I guess your Ben Franklin rolled so bullseye can run. Is that basically what we're saying right now?
Great. I think that sounds right. That sounds right.
Daredevil born again, ladies and gentlemen. Season 2 airs Tuesdays on Disney Plus. Wilson Bethel is here on the program. You're a tennis guy.
I've been playing my whole life.
You have been?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How good are you?
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I still play like at least twice a week.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I play at a pretty high level.
All right.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite tennis player?
I feel like this is a leading question. That's I feel not, like I'm falling into a trap here.
You are not falling into any trap.
Look, all time.
By the way, I'm not trying to trap you. Right. You may look like Ben Franklin.
Well, I heard whisperings backstage. They were saying, did he mention anything about Alcaraz? And so I was like, oh, this is a trap is set.
It's no trap.
Okay, all right.
You answer.
So there's two answers.
You be yourself.
Okay. Wilson. There's two answers to this question.
Sure, okay.
My all-time favorite is still Nadal.
Okay. Right?
Rafa is still like my all-time guy.
Okay, very good.
But current player is Alcaraz.
It's Alcaraz.
And it's not that I have some fetish for Spaniards, but they both, there's something, yeah, there's something.
Pau Gasol is your favorite basketball player. It's really weird.
Exactly.
John Rahm is your favorite golfer.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, maybe I do have a thing for this guy.
You may have a thing. No, Alcaraz is unbelievable where he can get to
anything.
Ball. Any ball.
He's also just like a pure, like, I think, when I think of sports, one of the things that I appreciate, like, I appreciate pure athleticism.
Yes.
And that guy is about as pure an athlete as you'll find in terms of like power, speed, mental toughness.
Right.
Like, I mean, he is a genuine, like crazy athlete.
Right. And it's amazing.
And endurance.
And we have him on perfect that you have this shot up here. The fact that he's, you know, loses to Sinner.
Yeah.
You know, who looks like a guy on vacation who needs a better tan.
I mean, literally in this image looks like Gumby in the green.
Right.
Like,
When he first came on the scene, I'm like, I can't believe he's Italian.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He doesn't look it, doesn't sound it. He's not Italian.
Yeah.
But the fact that Alcaraz he's lost a couple of matches here.
Yeah.
Makes me think again. I play, but not nearly as much as you.
Yeah.
I love playing.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it.
Okay.
My 15-year-old.
We can get better. I used to teach tennis. So I can get you up to speed.
So I have trouble, you know, dropping the racket. You know, to hit from, you know.
Sounds maybe like a flexibility thing. We can work on that.
There's no question. There's many issues that I have.
Okay.
But I believe, I'm just trying to set the stage to tell you my lack of playing ability.
Sure.
I believe I could get 1 point off of Carlos Alcaraz.
Okay.
1 point.
Tell me more.
If I play him, I could, but by the way, first of all, I appreciate your interest. By this point in time, I'm already being shocked out,
yes,
correct?
I'm actually shocked, Wilson, that you are entertaining the mere thought of this.
Well, here's the thing. I actually think that it's possible because there is a world, and this is like people who've been playing tennis long enough know this.
That's right.
That great tennis players playing a infinitely inferior tennis player can actually lose because there is something about an infinitely inferior player, that like explodes their mind.
Yes.
And once a tennis player loses their confidence, it's game over.
Game over.
So if you got into Alcaraz's head with some kind, if it was some kind of like witchery, with some like trick shot with like stupid spin on it that he's never seen before. Mm. There's a chance you could beat him outright.
What?
First of all,
I'm just saying.
They don't call this man Bullseye for nothing.
Wow.
You are right. And the only thing you're a little off on is my strategy.
Okay, what's the strategy?
I'm not gonna come up with some spin that the guy who's dominant on clay, let alone a hard court. Like, I'm not gonna come up with something you've never seen before.
Okay.
But I can get in people's grills.
Great.
I love it. I can get in between people's temples.
Even though
Spanish is not my first language.
Doesn't matter.
I can get there.
It's better if it's fake Spanish.
But my here's my plan.
Yeah.
And this is, I didn't have this until Marty Fish came in and gave me this idea.
Amazing.
I didn't know this about tennis. I should have. If I keep serving it and he gets closer and closer and closer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's destroying me, right?
Yeah.
I still haven't got my point.
Yeah, yeah. And doesn't matter.
It's now like four, you know, he's up 4-love, right?
Uh-huh.
But I'm serving.
Yeah.
It's my last service game before he closes my ass out here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm now getting ready. He's as close as close. I come up with a serve and hit him with it.
Yeah, great.
A bullet.
Love it.
He can't get even the guy who can get anywhere on the court can't get out of the way.
Yeah. And if you get hit with the ball, as we know.
Whose point is it?
It's your point. That's it. I love it.
Thank you.
Genius. Genius. And
genius.
There's a chance that at that point.
Yes.
He mentally collapses.
Over.
That, like, the humiliation.
And then I win a game,
and then it just crumbles. Yeah, exactly.
I am vulnerable.
And then at that point, it's your match to lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
My match to lose.
And we all woke up.
Guys, where have you been, man?
Hey, man, I'm here anytime you want me.
Where have you been?
We've been talking about this for how long?
Way too long. Wait, not too long.
He lost in Indian Wells, and he lost in Miami.
Yeah, to professional players.
Con Hyman Roth. He lost in Miami. So he is vulnerable.
Yeah, he's primed.
There's one adjective to describe Carlos Alcaraz right now.
Vulnerable.
He is vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Forget the fact that he's number one in the world.
Oh, he could forget that.
Yeah.
Not for long if he keeps losing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
I'm saying? Gumby on his tail.
At some point, Gumby, he doesn't, you know. And Medvedev's back, too.
I love that guy.
That dude
the octopus. The Russian octopus.
He's unbelievable. He's like Randy Johnson playing tennis. He's unbelievable. Yeah. Look at us chopping it up about tennis.
Man. Did you talk about tennis? I feel like tennis, I come on a show like this and I'm like, oh man, I feel like you want to talk about like,
it's all right.
Like big money sports.
It's okay.
But tennis is like niche, right?
It's a little boutique.
Yeah, it's a little boutique.
So Wilson Bethel here to talk about Highline next.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No. There's not a lot of phone lines that light up. Like, wait, that's your take on Yannick Sinner?
Yeah,
I got to call in. And, you know, like that's not the way of America.
I mean, I grew up like a baseball fan too.
Okay.
And like, I grew up in New Hampshire. So like, you know, I grew up going to the Red Sox games.
You did.
And yeah. I mean, I love sports.
Right.
But you know what it was like? So I grew up playing baseball and soccer and, you know, a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
I'm not great in a team environment.
You're not?
Except
this cast. Except
Yeah. Well, that's a different thing.
Okay.
But like in a competitive environment,
yes.
What it is in a competitive environment, mm-hmm. I become too self-conscious of like how the competitive mojo works interpersonally.
Yes.
I want to be entirely responsible for my own competitive mojo. And that's why tennis sort of appealed to me. I want the entire experience to be in my hands.
Okay.
And I want my self-combustions to be mine alone. I don't want that to weigh on anybody else.
I can completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah. All right. There we go.
By the way, shout out 603 New Hampshire.
That's right, man. Living free and dying.
Free and dying from Maine. 207.
Okay. Yes.
Go.
I love it, man.
So you're, you're from the Staten Island of Maine, is what you are.
See,
Staten Island of New England. So
I don't love that.
You're the Staten Island. He quotes, I'm from Staten Island,
okay.
New York. So
yeah.
He thinks I'm not really part of New York City.
Okay, that's.
It's the fifth and forgotten borough, admittedly.
Yeah.
He's from Maine, which I keep calling the Staten Island of New England.
Of New England.
Right?
Well, I don't think that's fair, but, you know.
Well, I mean,
but I'm here also to just, you know, I'm here to make friends with everybody. So, yeah I want to heal old wounds,
see,
and I want
happens.
Us to move forward.
We've just met. I feel like this is what happens when you're not allowed to curse.
Exactly.
You become a different human.
Yeah. I suddenly become a therapist.
More amenable?
Yes, definitely.
Nice to everybody?
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're not cursing.
Yeah.
If he cursed, he'd say, F in Maine, get
yeah,
the hell
yeah,
out
yeah.
of here.
Yeah, get the F out
like
of here.
Like a hanging Chad up there. It's practically yeah. Canada.
Maine and New Hampshire are very alike.
Absolutely. Okay, where so there's a Cumberland Farms, there's Brotherhood.
Okay.
Cumbies,
baby.
My kids go to camp in Maine.
Yeah.
And the chocolate milk, the strawberry milk,
oh, dude,
Cumberland Farms.
Are you so good. So good.
You know
good.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
A lot of bone density up there.
What do you mean?
Just from drinking lots of strawberry milk. Oh, I don't know.
a lot of big boned kids.
Yeah. I still can't float.
Bone density.
My wife gives me shit about it all the time.
Oh, there,
hey, you did it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey. Couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it.
I can't float in the water.
What?
I don't know how to float.
Okay.
And neither does my dad. Okay. Neither does my brother. Nobody, nobody in my family knows how to float. And
okay.
So, like, my joke is that, like, we've got bone density.
Okay.
And I think maybe it's because we drank a lot of.
Too much.
I mean, now I'm starting to put the pieces together.
A lot of whole
pieces
milk
thrown together.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're also an Imperfect Women. Nice role you're on right now.
Thanks, man.
You know,
yeah.
It's on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Moss.
Marquee cast.
Kate Mara. As well, correct? I'm getting this right?
All of the above, yeah.
She is the she's New York Giants football royalty.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's been on this program and talking about, you know, growing up going to Giants games and stuff. Like her granddad's nickname is on the football.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would intend it.
Anyway. I know. Yeah. I mean, that whole cast, yeah, those are heavy hitters, man.
Okay. And same thing with you and the cast of Daredevil, Born Again Season 2. Congrats on everything going on, man.
Thanks, man.
You got it. All right, so what have we learned?
This is the recap portion.
This is the recap portion. Let's recap, everybody. You need to come back on and talk about how I can beat Carlos Alcaraz anytime.
Done.
I mean, I even with my over glorification of any chance that I have, never thought that he would collapse mentally and I would have a chance to just win the set.
Look,
you know, at the end of the day,
put me in your corner, man. We'll figure it out. Like I'll be your bench coach. Man.
You'll be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Together.
Yes.
We will conquer Alcaraz.
Beatable.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can we get D'Onofrio there to stare at him?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just
the private pile stare.
Yeah. Cast a shadow over him.
Okay, we got that. And then we learned that you're better cursing. And we learned that, you know, Daredevil is Born Again Season 2 is on Disney Plus.
It's on air, and I'm murdering people left and right, man.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
You're doing that. And that, as soon as you're done here, you're going to go off and, sign the Declaration of Independence.
As ex-Ben Franklins
feet.
Do. Dude, with these I'm taking these pantyhose off.
Dude,
first thing, as soon as they call cut, I'm lighting these pantyhose on fire and I'm leaving. getting the F out of
you're
here.
You're going to go discover electricity.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to find them in the green room.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. No, we're coming back.
I'm going to sign it and put it on your wall.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, look, I got a feather pen for you. So
thank you.
Dang,
dude. I feel very comfortable with those. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
That's one of the lines from 1776. If I'm the one to do it, they'll run a quill pen through it. I'm obnoxious and disliked.
Dang, man.
Dude,
you really,
you're
like
a
super fan.
I am. Yeah, my brother was in it. We watched it nonstop.
Yeah.
I'd love to show my kids. The problem is it's a musical about, you know, the Continental Congress in standard definition. And they're never going to do that.
Yeah, that's a tough sell. That's a tough sell to a kid in 2026.
Well, let's watch Hamilton again right here on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Good to see you, man.
Thanks, man. Hey, thanks
that's
for having
Wilson
me.
That's Wilson Bethel, everybody right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back to wrap it up with some of your phone calls and more in a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup. Not as a full-time thing. Not as some huge lifestyle change. Just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood. And that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up. Games matter more. Hoops and hockey schedules tighten. Your phone won't stop buzzing. And somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend. And if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news. Waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. That's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserves your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. Here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in a second. Let's talk about Pella Windows and Doors, because sometimes, as we all know, teams need to take a timeout to regroup and call the right play. And when it comes to your home, our friends at Pella Windows and Doors always have that winning game plan just for you. They're not just window and door experts. They're experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the right products that meet your needs, and their experts install them. They do it every day, and that's why your neighbors trust them. Discover why Pella is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen. Phone lines have been lit all day, and you Raider fans just really want to chime in. But here's one separate from that category. Carl in Antioch, Illinois, here on the program. What's up, Carl?
Hey, guys. Real quick, I wanted to talk ABS, but you reminded me of a story. I'm in high school. I'm on the baseball team. My center fielder is also the soccer goalie. I tell him I'm going to do a penalty kick. I bet him I could score on him. I'm going to fake left. I'm going to go high right. All right? I'm not good at soccer at all, but I told him I could score on him. I get running. I fake left, go top right. He jumps to the right side of the net, but I'm so bad that I missed, and it went rolling bottom left at about 4 miles an hour, ended up going in the goal. Didn't even plan it, but I was so bad, I ended up actually beating him.
So the center fielder is the Alcaraz in this story.
Yes, I was so bad that I actually fooled him. It's like throwing a fastball to Aaron Judge at 63 miles an hour, and he swings and misses, and it's like, that wasn't a changeup. That was the best I got, but fine. He's just not used to it, you know? So the ABS, I got to say, nice. Personally, I love it, all right? You got to think of it like this. If you're a parent of a teenager, and their curfew is 11 o'clock p.m., and they come in 11:05, 11:10, and you don't punish them, they're going to start coming in at midnight, 1 a.m., until eventually they come in on, like, Wednesday morning with, like, a lady of the night and an empty bottle of moonshine, and they're putting their fingers in your yogurt saying, make me some egg. You got to set down the law and nip it in the bud. If you punish them, but with the small things, the big things will never happen, which is a blown call in the WBC or the World Series. Okay? So I think if we give a raffle out to, like, the audience, to the attendance, and every time the guy misses a call, we get raffle tickets, and then there's a raffle at the end of the game, the umpire goes in a dunk tank, and then there's a raffle to throw balls and try to knock him in. If we can also put his stats up and announce at the beginning of the game, like, you know, the umpires for the game, home plate, Joe Johnson, who has a 37% failure rate of calling balls and strikes, and, like, announce it, and that'll really drive them to really do good. Now, sometimes I think I overreact, but then sometimes, again, I think I just miss my dear friend Andy.
Carl in Antioch, Illinois, very entertaining and informative. Thank you very much for the call, Carl. What was that part about the yogurt and the finger? And do I want to know?
Moonshine.
Got it.
I don't think.
Listen, I like ABS. I like it a lot. The issue I see people having with it is a lot of these pitches in question are less than, you know, less than 1/10 of an inch out of the strike zone. Right. And the fact that that's called a strike or a ball to begin with is a sign that the umpire is pretty damn good to start. Okay.
Yeah. So what are we?
It's the ones. It's the ones that are right down Broadway that you're like, oh God, right? And so I feel the whole. This is the dunk tank, to use his analogy, right?
You know, well, like, he's like earlier he wants, in the week, we're doing it by shame. We're shaming.
Well, it's not shame. It's getting the call right to begin with. And the difficulty here is, again, home plate umpires are, for the most part, pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But then there are ones where the ABS needs to fix them. Now, do you want to make a tweak to ABS if it is within a tenth that the call stands?
1 inch.
If you,
this big.
Right. So it's got to be outside of that?
Yeah.
For it to be overturned?
Over
if
an
it's
inch.
Inside of that?
No. It stays as called.
It stays as called.
I think we've like just gone overboard on replay in general across all sports.
That one I'll push back on. I'm sorry.
You want 100% accuracy in a sport that, in all sports, that is impossible. So these umpires are 98% accurate.
Right.
Generally, every single game. Why isn't that good enough for everyone?
So potentially, it shouldn't be, is it in that strike zone? Or is it even infinitesimally outside of it? And if it's infinitesimally outside of it, we're overturning it. Or if it's infinitesimally inside of it, we're overturning it. We're going to overturn the original human call. That maybe now we should make it like it's got to be, give a little bit more grace to the home plate umpire.
These pitchers are going 100 miles an hour. And these guys are making split-second judgments and are right 98% of the time. That's good for me. Why is that not good for everyone else? That's crazy.
TJ, what do you think? That it doesn't have to be so black and white. It's that there's a gray area that we should allow the ABS to not have anything to say about.
If that's the case, then we just should accept that in every walk of life. Like, you know, I got a 75 in school. Should I get an A because I was close?
That's not right. 98%.
Interesting.
These umpires are getting it right 95 to 98% of the time every single game.
So you don't want 100% correction?
So let me ask you a question.
It's not a sport based on 100%.
Is it me or my child getting a 75 on the test?
Let's say your child.
Okay. Absolutely. Give him an A.
70% failure is an all-time great, but we want 100% from our umpires on balls and strikes? What are we doing?
But if you can't get 100%, why don't you want to get 100%?
Then why do we have umpires at all?
Well, then let's...
We're focused on the wrong things.
Damn it, I thought we would solve ABS in the final seconds of the show. Thankfully, there's a Friday one.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.